Getting an accurate population count for an elusive animal can be a difficult proposition. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, Amy Welsh, assistant professor of wildlife and fisheries at West Virginia University, tells us about her research into tracking bobcat populations.
Bobcats are harvested in West Virginia, and there's some interest among trappers to increase the bagging limit. One of our most recent projects at our conservation genetics lab, Wild Genomics, is to study the bobcat populations in the state. However, a population estimate for bobcats in the state hasn't been generated since the 1970s, so we really have no idea about how large or how small the population actually is. The other difficulty is that bobcats are pretty elusive, so it can be hard getting a population count using traditional field methods. And that's where the genetics come in. My PhD student, Tom Roundsville, has designed a hair snare that's in a cubby, and it's been very effective at grabbing hairs off of bobcats. These cubbies are being deployed throughout West Virginia, luring bobcats in with scents. The bobcats then rub against the cubbies, and gun brushes attached to the cubby collect their hair. We can then extract DNA from the collected hairs and, based on the genetic profile, determine whether the hair came from a bobcat, and essentially use DNA fingerprinting to determine the number of individuals that have been caught. That data can then be used to generate an estimate of the population size of bobcats in West Virginia. In addition to coming up with a population size estimate, we're also using the genetic data to determine how many populations are in the state. Identifying bobcat population structure can help managers define the scale at which management should occur. If you have some isolated populations, then they may need to be managed separately. Finally, we're going to use the genetic data to identify potential landscape barriers to movement. These could either be natural barriers, like rivers, or human-created barriers, like roads. All of the results generated from the genetic data will help to better inform bobcat management in West Virginia.
That was Amy Welsh of the University of West Virginia. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
Got flowers and lots of hours to spend with you. So go.